one becomes big with some greatness in them. Big is not in size. To be big means unlimited. Great. Some greatness was there. And so, in fact, the time makes it very clear that this is the end of the year, beginning of the new. And teachings of Baba, especially when we are hearing every day, since few months, avyakta signal, hearing all, every day, but for the whole month is a theme. On that theme is different way, what is the cause, what is solution, what is actually effect of that, positive or negative. So, as Baba said yesterday and today as well, we are on this confluence age. Confluence age means change of the situation, change of time, end of the old and beginning of new. But wonder of this knowledge is, beginning is first, then automatically something ends. You don't have to fight for that. If darkness is there, and you say, when darkness change, then I light will come. When darkness finish, the light will come. Light finish, the day will come. Light comes and darkness automatically goes. Otherwise, we keep making effort whole night, and in midnight we say, they should come, they must come now. But it will come on its own time. So cycle of time and the laws of nature as law of spirituality make us aware what is the meaning of really great day or the day of purification. Time is there. Might be one day, but Baba says in 1 second. One day, liberate yourself from all types of bondages. And it's, Baba says, it's a question of 1 second. What is that 1 second? What does it mean? Means that the soul is realizing what I have to do to be, or how much I am to become what my aim and object is. It is the state of introspection, connection and correction. When I, the soul, I'm following Baba's directions, Manamana Bhava. Manamana Bhava and Om Shanti includes the whole essence of Baba's knowledge. Or I say 3 mantras of Baba, Manmana Bhav, Madhyaji Bhav, Ham So So Ham. These 3 mantras contains whole knowledge and also makes us aware of the importance of drama of this unlimited play. When this unlimited play is played, as a detached observer, we see ourselves through the power, with the mirror of introspection. What we are thinking, what I am thinking, of course its vibrations will be reaching to others. What the state of mind is, it is creating what is actually happening in my heart, in my mind. These thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, will definitely be reflecting through the face. And in the same way, inner joy, when we say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, the words that we become aware of the time, it's the awareness of different days, different time. And now we have the awareness of it is a time of purification, time of transformation, but through godly direction and realization. So it's not only just birthday of the one, but it is the time of emerging our original qualities and the power to let go of the past. Then we are able to free. Past creates bondage. It does not allow us to move forward. Bondage has a limitation, creates a limitation. It can be bondage of strong bondage, or it can be rope, tying with a chain, tied with rope, or tied with a subtle thread. Different, and this becomes the subtle thread. Is so subtle, fish line, you cannot see that it is happening. Waste thoughts, how much time we are wasting, how much happiness is, how the yoga of my intellect is then diverted to other direction. Because then Baba says, mana mana bhava, and have yoga of the intellect with me. In whole world, Om Shanti, be soul conscious. Om Shanti, I am with my first quality, aware of my first quality of purity and peace. So with this awareness of purity and peace, automatically creates self-respect. Purity is the power. But Baba says it is not only just celibacy. It is the purity of the mind, divinity of the intellect, and sanskaras are of perfection, completely viceless. So then be bodiless. What is the meaning of be bodiless? What is the soul meaning of dehi? Dehbhan, consciousness, awareness of the body. Then dehe abhiman and dehe ankar. Dehbhan means I am conscious of I am male or female, I am young or old, I am seeing more my external identity. And when being in this body, I see myself a separate energy which is making this function, driving minds in different thoughts, through different thoughts, with different thoughts. Without being soul conscious, I cannot be manmanabhav. Soul conscious means, yesterday Baba spoke about the balance of what you may put into action, think and do the same. So Devan makes us aware of our body, and because of Devan, body is made of elements. So it has gravity. Matter has gravity. Earth has gravity. So Baba says, your mind should not be pulled by weaknesses, not be influenced by weakness or goodness or someone, but learn. Finish waste thoughts, create best thoughts. How? So Devan makes me think more of the day. Body conscious makes me Deyabhiman, makes me that I am something. What am I? If I am soul conscious, I would think I am Baba's special child. At the confluence, it is a great joy of belonging to him. So Deyabhiman brings attention on others' weakness. And ego has the power to make other feel weak with their own goodness, and that goodness does not remain goodness. Selfish motive or ego? Ego is the subtlest of vice. Ego is the subtlest, greatest, powerful impurity. Which creates the mind impure. Thoughts, waste thoughts. And this is what Baba says, it's such a bondage, it's such a cobweb that we are trapped in this. So, with having the mirror of introspection, I need to check through which stage I am, bodiless, less thinking about myself, my color, my age, my qualities, my position. This my conscious is not there. Body conscious is not there. Even this awareness of this physical form. I know it there is a dress. Body is a dress. Doesn't matter which color it is. It's a variety sansar, variety world, variety situations. So when I am bodiless, the things which are done by other people in body consciousness will not affect me. I would be focusing always what the quality of the soul are. So instead of thinking about others, with the mirror of introspection, I think I see myself, I think what Baba's power is transforming me. So change takes place. Parchintan. So what I have to do then, in order to transform that end and beginning, Parchintan should be finished. What is Swachintan should be started. So Swachintan, when I see the honest Chintan, my own checking is really very honest. And this honesty, with this honesty, I am able to receive power from Baba and also good wishes from others. And when this honest is there, waste does not come. Nothing to prove, nothing to claim, nothing to be tied with it. Because it's a pure energy, honest checking of the self. So Swadarshan, Paradarshan, finish with Swadarshan. Parmat, influence of the other people, finishes when I am following Shri Mat. Swadarshan is not only that I say I was in the golden age, then I came in the silver age, then came in the copper age and iron age. No, it's at this moment what state of mind is, how my mind is functioning. How much is my yoga of the intellect with Baba? What my actions are they based on my ego? Sometimes good actions are also done to present, to impress, to do something that others become dependent on you. So I don't have to see others. I have to see my glasses, which can see myself. External, I don't see. I see, but don't see. So this is why yoga, the power of discrimination between right and wrong, gives me the power to see, yoga power. Power to see my own weakness, see my own face with divine light, with godly light of knowledge. And when these mind and intellect both are connected with Baba, then automatically with this company, Baba's company, Baba my companion, Baba my canopy, so I am protected. I have to check whether I am following this. And we notice that we time to time, myself I am speaking about, we jump out from one state to other state. So focus of the intellect is with Baba. And then all these questions that intellect was making, why it is happening like this, when I'm egocentric, I always point the finger on others. And soul conscious makes me see my mind, my intellect and sanskara as three fingers to my own self. And then an honest realization is there. Mind is naturally singing the praise of Baba. Automatically, this freedom is experienced, joy is experienced. And this joy makes the very easy because I recognize myself, I can cure myself, but with Baba's love. What is his love? In which packet he gives us love? Baba says, I come in this dark night to give you the gifts. So today is Christmas. For 2 days before, Santa Claus comes through chimney, darkness. So when all of us are in darkness, Baba comes down on this planet and love becomes direct love. The what Baba gives, it is love for Baba means the gift that Baba has given to us. I begin to love that. And what are his gifts and powers? Appreciating them, then when my focus is on my own incarnation, divine intellect, there is automatically satisfaction. Time is not wasted. Man mat becomes weak, and Shri mat becomes the power to see others in that consciousness of they are Baba's selected children. These are Baba's fortunate children. I am Baba's fortunate child. Respect for others and respect for myself emerges. Yoga of the intellect means I am becoming yogi and the power of love increases. Then I am Raj Yogi because intellect is making me see. Divine intellect is making me see as a detached observer that I can transform. I am conqueror of my own sense organs. So this divine intellect automatically then will perform righteous action. The sanskaras will be elevated. So not only just the other gift we make, perhaps put somewhere, no, not use, but godly gift, spiritual gifts, are the gift that it becomes our sanskaras. When this knowledge, the packet of knowledge contains yoga. It contains power. Packet with of godly power of purity creates self-respect in us. Power of forgiveness liberates us from guilt and sorrow. So certain power we receive at this time as in the form of gift from Baba. Baba's virtues, Baba's power is a present. But if I don't use it, I would not experience. If someone has cooked delicious food and offered to me without tasting it, I cannot actually experience what the taste is. And this is also, and in order to change the feelings of the mind, is manan, chintan, swachintan, then prabhu chintan, means thinking about my own three powers, mind, intellect and sanskaras, and they are actually connected with each other. So, swadarshan, then present darshan, present stage. And also swadarshan, how great is my fortune that God has come for me. He has come to give me the gifts. He has come to transform me. Then how much my relationship with Baba is. And this power that we experience through relationship, it becomes automatically, jnana and yoga become scissors to cut the bondages. So buddhi yoga intellect is there, so waste is finishing, best is coming, and becoming automatically devansanya, bodiless, which is called videh, but the eight also avyakt, not like ordinary stages. When it is avyakt stage is there, you become detached observer. Bap, dada both come together and we see how no matter whatever is happening in the hall or on the stage, Baba's concentration, Baba's stability is full with all his power. He's not actually disturbed when we begin to think why it is happening this. And knowledge, when it is clear in soul consciousness, why, what, where, how, they become positive. Means you find the reason as well as you find the solution. If my intellect is egocentric, then why I am blaming others or I am expecting from others. And when it is avyakt stage, incorporeal stage, that I have come taking the body and I am seeing, watching the word corporeal, as Baba said other day, just like Shiv Baba enters Brahma's body, his body is there, but he can come and go. So we also, because conscious of the body, then we do come in this body, but becoming detached. Then these answers are there. What is the reason? Why this situation? You begin to understand karma philosophy more. You begin to understand the sanskaras of other people more. You begin to act to remove yourself from the influences of others. So it means our inner light is lit. Same the darkness or ignorance that has made me stumble, it doesn't stumble anymore, and it is focused on Baba. So today is Christmas time. Christmas, yesterday we spoke about it. The whole tree is lit with the light. An original tree is at the confluence age. Baba the seed and all of his children. Brahma, Adi Dev, Adi Devi, the whole example and sample for others. So in order to finish Manamat, I fall and Paramat, dictates of my own mind, of body conscious, or Paramat, influence, competition, comparison, becoming free from that. So Shrimat is needed. Paramat finishes by following Shrimat. Parchintan, thinking about, based about others, is Swachintan. Prabhu Darshan, Swadarshan. So when these Babas, simple things are there, but secret is great in it. A seed is there, but it needs to be watered properly. And so the living lights, living angels, becoming angels, bondage. Angels do not have bondage. And angels do not make sure that I am helping you. Their help is incognito. So you become in this aspect incorporeal. Then you are not even in the Devan. So it keeps me here. Abhiman makes me have conflict with others. Ego is that I make others feel guilty and present myself as something great. But when I am thinking about with realization and honesty and keeping this connection with Baba, then Baba's power makes me move free. So love, if I have experienced, so this is the same like Baba says, if this happen, that will happen. If this will happen, that will happen. So I don't have to say if. It is also my lack of realization. Why it is I have to check myself? Why other is doing, I have to check myself. So Prabhu Darshan, how Baba is teaching me, this consciousness transforms us, purifies us, and brings new world for us as a golden gift. Baba says, I have brought paradise for you on my hand. So I become worthy child. I become Baba's instrument. I myself become free from bondages, different bondages, or 9 weaknesses, Baba said, things that we need to transform. So to become, my aim object becomes more clear. So light is guiding me, becoming me an angel, free from bondage and burden. And realization changes my thinking, not only thinking, but my actions. And with action consciousness, right consciousness is perfection. So congratulations to the self and others, that it's God Himself. If the founders of religion are praised, but where did they get power from? From the Supreme. And we have the opportunity now directly. Every day Baba teaching me. Every day Baba is guiding me. And so when I keep this company and companionship with Baba, then all the blessings, power, the power of love is the magic for transformation and to make free from bondages. And power of love means experience the relationships with Baba. Relationship protects, relationship inspires, and relationship uplifts us. Om Shanti.